Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
I don't think anybody went into this expecting, oh, this could potentially revitalize the franchise because of how good it is.
I am shocked. I mean, look, y'all know, I think both of our feelings on prequels, you know, we aren't the biggest fan because it's also one of those things where it's like, well, we know where it's going to go. So can you mine a lot of tension, suspense, or can you have surprises in a prequel? Mm-hmm. And while I think one particular surprise in the first Omen is like not a surprise.
Not a surprise.
Any shape, way, or form.
Yeah.
I did find this very suspenseful, very moody, atmospheric. I think it should be said, Arkasha Stevenson directs the fuck out of this movie. So even though the script has, I have some quibbles with the script, this is very much a director's and actor's showcase film.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So the reason I am cooler on this is partially what you just discussed, which is that it does feel a little too familiar in some of these plot beats. The twist, if we can even call that, is not twisty enough because I feel like it's so easy to guess it in advance. Mm-hmm. But I fully agree with you that Stevenson is doing the absolute most. Like, this made me super excited to see where she's going to go next, because you're right, the direction is absolutely raising this film up a whole new level.
And I will use this opportunity to recommend, you know, I mean, Arkasha Stevenson, you know, this is her feature directorial debut, but she directed a lot of that show Brand New Cherry Flavor. Go listen to our Patreon episode on it. But I would also highly recommend the third season of Channel Zero. Y'all, this is an anthology show. Yes. You can just watch season three. It's totally fine, but it's Butcher's Block. And Stevenson directed all six episodes of that season, and oh my god.
I know. She's a super stylistic, like, very moody, I don't know. I feel like it's so overplayed to say, oh, something's very, you know, it's giving me the vibes or whatever, but she has a huge sense of style, and I felt like she really brought her A-game to this feature directorial
100%.
debut.
And like, I agree, it makes me really want to see what she does next. I'm going to say this before I forget, but there's an establishing shot in the middle of this movie where we're looking over Rome, you know, like we're seeing the buildings, but then the camera just starts shaking wildly and moving around erratically in an establishing shot, and I was like, this is so neat.
Yeah. I mean, we just recorded our episode on Eli, which also has some interesting camera work. Mm-hmm. And we both confess, we just really like it when directors aren't afraid to do something a little bit off kilter or playful, like move that fucking camera around a little bit. That's why you can move it, because you're meant to.
Yeah. But yeah, then the screenplay, you know, it is credited to three people. We have Arkasha Stevenson, Tim Smith, and Keith Thomas. I do think this is the weakest aspect of the film. But again, it's not even, this isn't a huge issue for me. I still think that overall, like, this does a really, really, really good job of mostly avoiding prequel syndrome. And I am excited to talk about the last scene of this movie, because I like it. But I know a lot of people don't and will not like it.
Oh, that's super interesting to me because, the coda of this film helped to bring me back on board, because I did feel like his name is Damien. It's a little bit underwhelming because, of course, we all know where the story goes next.
Right.
I mean, you and I specifically, because we just rewatched The Omen for our audio commentary. But like, this very much pulls right up to the bumper of the 1976 film. So I was happy that we were still doing something just a little bit different and a little bit new, and leaving that door open to bring the franchise back.
Okay, that's the thing, right? Because, again, in prequels, especially horror prequels, we are pretty much resigned to the fact that, hey, all these new characters we're meeting, they're probably going to die in this movie.
Absolutely. If not, we would have met them already.
Yes. And so I've seen some reviews that are like, oh, yeah, the ending, it feels like a studio note. Like, we have to have a happy ending. We have to set up more sequels.
It absolutely doesn't. If you read any interviews with Stevenson, she's very clear that she and Smith planned this from the get-go.
Well, okay. And that makes sense. But that, to me, is the subversion.